Welcome back to the Cannabis Podcast. Let's take a look at a quick article, but very, very important. Marijuana legalization reduces likelihood of teen use, study published by the American Medical Association finds. Now, this is not a self-funded study or a private think tank that is pro-legalization. This is a study published by the American Medical Association, the AMA. A new report published by the American Medical Association finds that neither adult-use marijuana legalization nor the opening of retail stores in states led to increases in youth cannabis use. Rather, the reforms were generally associated with more young people reporting not using marijuana, along with increases in those who say they don't use alcohol or vape products. Well, there's the punchline, don't you know? The punchline is the more people that use cannabis, the less people are going to use alcohol, vapes, and pharmaceuticals. Just the way it is, speaking from personal experience as well. I used to smoke cannabis so I didn't smoke cigarettes. I think that makes sense. The results of the study reinforce previous findings that legalizing and regulating marijuana for adults typically does not increase youth use of the substance, contrary to what opponents of the policy often argue. So anybody, whether it's Biden, Trump, some independent person in local or national politics, anybody, when they say youth use goes up after legalization, they are lying. They're lying through their teeth and spinning it for their narrative, because this is by the American Medical Association. Everything. Fact checked, everything. The study drew from data in 48 states looking at responses from about 900,000 teens. With parent consent, authors explained, students from 9th to 12th grade self-reported prior month of cannabis use, alcohol, cigarettes, and e-cigs. Passage of recreational cannabis laws was not associated with adolescents' likelihood or frequency of cannabis use, although negative total effects estimates indicated significantly lowered following recreational cannabis use or legalization. Nor were increases associated with the launch of recreational cannabis retail sales. Study was authored by a five-person team from Boston College and the University of Maryland. Both states, Massachusetts and Maryland, are legal states. So they have the people and the products and able to do it. This study is the first to evaluate associations between recreational cannabis legalization and retail policies and adolescent substance use through 2021. So this is the first study. The first major study says it does not increase. Fact, science, conclusion, done. Nothing else you need to say. Results suggest that legalization and greater control over cannabis markets have not facilitated adolescents' entry into substance use. If anything, maybe they're using it less because it's not cool to go against the law anymore. It's legal. You know what I mean? So therefore, when I was younger, I rebelled and smoked because it was cool and it was illegal and I was doing something illegal and cool and hip. Well, it's not that anymore. It's very normal and accepted. So that edginess is gone. Now it's becoming more healing and more medicinal. The opening of retail markets was associated with 28% higher odds of zero cannabis use, with each additional year associated with 8% higher odds of zero cannabis use. Huh. Stick that in your pipe and smoke it. Considering other substances, recreational cannabis legalization showed a negative total effect estimate for alcohol use. That's why they hate it. That's why. So, just wanted to bring this to your attention real quick, that the American Medical Association published a report debunking all of those long-standing rumors and conspiracies that cannabis is terrible and horrible for you, when they used to use it for medicinal purposes before the 1900s and all that stuff. So they go through a study from Washington State, a separate study in Canadian high schools reported it was more difficult to access marijuana since the government legalized the drug. So therefore, cannabis use fell. That's one way to do it. In December, U.S. health officials said that teen marijuana use hasn't increased. So they're increasingly admitting it's not going up. So you're having to debunk decades and decades, if not 100 years of misinformation, propaganda that has just been just drilled into our brains from generation to generation. And we're having to overcome all those obstacles. Another analysis from the CDC found that rates of current and lifetime cannabis use among high school students have continued to drop amid the legalization movement. That's the CDC. Trust science, right? So you have the American Medical Association and the CDC admitting in published papers with multiple state studies that cannabis does not increase youth usage. So I'm going to say it again. Fact, science, data, period, conclusion. So that being said, you now have this information, and I'll pin all the links to the CDC data, the American Medical Association, and all that, so that you can share that with anybody else, spread it far and wide, and say, hey, trust science, right? Well, here's the science, here's the data, check it out. And while you're at it, be blessed, and don't forget to tip your bud tenders.